Hello and welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great on this Tuesday night. How's everybody doing in this cold weather? I know we got some snow in my area, and the last time I checked the temperature was just basically a few minutes ago, and it's saying it is 5 degrees, and the lowest it's supposed to be tonight is 3 degrees. I tell you, I'm in the South, so when you're in the South, you know, we're not used to this type of weather. When it comes, we're ready for it to be over with. Now, it snowed here since Sunday afternoon, and we probably got a good 7 to 8 inches of snow, if not a little bit more. Some places, I know, got nothing but ice. So, and then you had your mixture between snow and ice together. And it's just like, when does it end? And from my understanding, if I'm hearing right, that later on this week, like towards the weekend, maybe Thursday or Friday, it's supposed to start sleeting again and rain mixed in with this. And it's just going to be bad all week long for us. I tell you, you all, I hope you're doing okay and staying warm through all of this. But I won't be with you long at all. And you guys, I just wanted to come on and tell you, I felt to do this tonight, and I wanted to tell you guys, remember the homeless that's out in this cold, that has no place warm to go. Remember them. If a stranger that is homeless comes to your home needing a warm place, use your godly judgment and let them into your home so they can have a warm place to stay. Feed them. If they need clothes, give them clothes. If they're thirsty, give them water to drink. Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy, because this could be a test from Jesus. He could be sending an angel to you, and you turn that angel away, and you're grass. You could lose all your blessings. You could lose the kingdom of heaven. You basically will end up just like the rich man did. He lost all his blessings because he would not help Lazarus. You entertain angels unaware. And all through the Bible, even in the Old Testament to the New, it tells you to help the lame and the poor. Do not overlook the lame and the poor. And you know, you may call homeless people bums and whatever you want to call them. You may have all kinds of titles and labels, and you may teach your children that they're no good, not to give your money to them, don't speak to them, they're worthless. But the reality is that you don't understand where these people came from. Maybe they had a husband or wife. Maybe they had good careers ahead of them, and their spouse got sick and died, and it bankrupted them. And they lost their home, and they had to go to the streets. Maybe their jobs shut down, and they had a hard time finding another job. And they just went to the streets, lost it all. You don't know these people's stories, and you don't want to hear it. I've seen videos on TikTok. I've seen those videos where people act like they're homeless, and you got those that think they're better than them because they got their homes and they have a job, and they tell the people in the home that are homeless to go get a job. You just don't want to work, and you want to live off people. And that's not necessarily true, because you and I could end up homeless tomorrow. Something could go wrong that we could be on the streets. And you need to stop and think, if Jesus sends an angel to you, they're not going to come in with rich clothes. They're not going to come wearing name designer clothing. They're going to come in rags. They're going to come with holes in their clothes. Probably no shoes. And if they do have shoes, it might be worn and torn. Folks, don't be the one that loses the kingdom of heaven because you will not help the homeless. Remember the sheep and the goats. Remember Jesus said that the sheep will be on the right and the goats will be on the left. And he'll tell the sheep, you fed me when I came to you. You clothed me when I came to you. You gave me water to drink when I came to you. And the sheep's going to say, when did you come to us and we clothed you? We fed you. We gave you water to drink. And he's going to say, those who I sent to you. And the goats, he's going to tell the goats, you fed me not when I came to you. You clothed me not when I came to you. You gave me no water to drink when I came to you. And the goats are going to say the same thing as the sheep. When did you come to us and we clothed you not? We fed you not and we gave you no water to drink. And Jesus is going to reply, those who I sent to you. Remember, anytime a stranger comes up to you, Christ could be testing you. It could be a test to see how you're going to treat that person. That person don't want to hear about you calling them worthless and all of that. They just needing some help and they're doing the best they can. Now, there are some people who chooses to be homeless. There are those that makes a choice because they made bad decisions in life. And those bad decisions caught up with them. Some chooses to be out on the streets because they'd rather be into drugs and stuff. And they just choose that. But Jesus didn't tell us to judge those by them doing drugs or whatever it is, the reason why they chose to be there. He said for us to help them. If they have a need and they say they're hungry and they need money for food, you give it to them. If you got a sandwich in your car that you brought for your lunch, you feed it to them. Don't overlook them. Don't turn a blind eye or deaf ear. See, I believe 2024 will be that year that we will learn to love and not ask questions anymore. We're taught to ask so many questions, but yet we're ending up like the rich man. If our loved ones that have died throughout the years could come back and tell us, do not end up like the rich man, they would, because some of them are there with the rich man because they refuse to help others in need. It could be your own family. It could be friends you dropped. It could be your next door neighbors. And you might listen to some lies and gossip. I remember one time I was out with a friend of mine and somebody came up to us and asked if I had $5 that they could borrow for food or have, let me put it that way. And I didn't have much on me, but what I did have, I gave, and I believe it was five I gave them because I think I had $5. Let me just say five, okay? Because it might have been $2 or $3 all I had, but it wasn't much. And so I reached in my billfold and got $5 out and gave to that person. And they walked off. Well, my friend that was with me said, you should not have done that. They're just going to go buy drugs with it. You don't ever give money to people. I said, yeah, but, you know, they wanted food and that's what they said they was going to. What they do with it is on them, whether they go buy food or not. That's going to be between them and God, not me and God. I did my part. So that's what you need to start thinking. When somebody asks you for money for food, don't say no because you think they're going to go buy drugs with it. Because you could entertain angels unaware. And let me tell you, when you turn somebody away Always remember the rich man and the story of the sheep and the goats. Jesus told what will happen with the sheep and the goats, and who his children are and who are not his children. And he also tells us, you entertain angels unaware. And then you're going to accuse them of being druggies and just wanting drugs and stuff. And it's an angel that's just testing you to see how you're going to act. Then you're going to be in a need yourself and asking God to send you blessings and miracles. Why should he bless you and do miracles in your life? You turned away an angel. You turned away somebody he sent you. Whether it was your family or your neighbor or close friend, you would not help them. You turned away a total stranger that just came up to you that had a need. We got to learn to stop doing that. We have called hate love and love hate. We have made the right wrong and the wrong right. And we see this wherever we go now. And people are wanting the blessings and miracles of the Lord, but yet they're not willing to lend a helping hand. This should be convicting your hearts after listening to this. How are you sleeping at night and not feeling convicted over this, thinking you did the right thing and got a good night's sleep? That's a scary place for anybody to be at with the Lord. You're not serving the Lord when you're turning people away. God's children helps the people. He tells you to help the needy, to go out to the streets and look for the lame and poor. Don't expect nobody to pay you back. We're also living in a time where everybody wants to be paid back. But Christ is saying your rewards are being built up in heaven. Let your rewards be there in heaven. So when you die, all the good deeds you did here on the earth will come to you in heaven. But don't do good deeds out of a vain heart. Many people does it with a vain heart, and you can't do that. You do it out of selfishness. A lot of people says, well, I'll give you $5 if you pay me $5 back later on. That's not of Christ. And then if you get your $5 back from that person, then you don't get a reward in heaven. You need to think about that. It's all about building the kingdom of heaven up. So when you are right with Christ and you die and you're ready to meet him, you have all your rewards there for doing what Christ told you, because you were not expecting to get anything back in return. Everybody wants something back in return now, and that's against God. That's against Christ. People won't let others live in their home rent-free that are in need. They want that rent money. You're receiving your rewards. You can't say, oh, I did a good deed. And a lot of people's like, yeah, I'm doing a good deed. I'm letting them stay here. They're paying me some rent. Stop with that. That's a lie of Satan. That's no good deed. Man has made that lie. Christ says, help the needy. Help them. Because he'll bless you in heaven. But if you want your rewards now and all your payment, don't be expecting blessings and miracles from God. Don't be expecting any rewards when you die, because you got it all back to you. You wanted it all. You let the spirit of selfishness and greed set in. And you will know this when you stand before Christ, because he's going to show you everything you did. He's going to say, well, you wanted rent money, so that was your reward. They paid you back for letting them stay there when you could have had it here. But you got selfish. You got greedy. You listen to man's teachings of always getting paid back. If you loan $5, you best get that $5 back from that person. You listen to the teachings of calling homeless worthless and bums and all these other titles and labels, and I sent you an angel, and you turned an angel away because you thought they were on drugs and going to go buy drugs with it. Always be aware. Just know, anytime you give money to a total stranger, and they say that it's for food, we all know it may be for drugs. We all know it might be for alcohol. we know that they're probably going to go use the money for something else. But we did our part that Christ asked us to do, that God asked us to do himself, or the Father who created us and sent Jesus to die for us all. And that should be a clear conscience, because we did what he asked us to do. Now, what the other person does with the money you give them, if they go buy drugs or alcohol with it instead of food, they lie to you, but God will deal with them. But you just do your part of what he told you to do. But if you want to turn them away for those reasons, then don't be expecting blessings and miracles of Christ. Don't be expecting any rewards. Let me tell you something. A lot of people right now thinking that they can get by with turning people away and still receive blessings and miracles of God. But you're really getting blessed by Satan and you don't even know it. You think God is pleased. You think, well, if God wasn't pleased with me turning somebody away, then I would have felt guilty. No, that's Satan playing with you there. Because if you really read the Bible, you will know what the Word of God says. And when you die and stand before Christ, he's going to show you the scriptures of the rich man. He's going to show you the scriptures of the sheep and the goats and all the scriptures where it says to help the lame and the poor. The rest comes from Satan. And you felt not guilty for turning people away. You didn't even feel guilty for turning that angel away that you didn't even know was an angel that just entertained you unaware it was an angel. And you will see that angel when you die and stand before Christ when it's your time. And you're going to remember all that you've done. And for what? Because you listened to man's lies. You listened to your own thoughts. You wanted to be greedy and selfish through all of this. You wanted to be paid back. And you thought, oh, I'm doing the right thing. And Satan heard those thoughts. And he played you like a fiddle. A lot of people is allowing Satan and those demons of his to play them like a fiddle. And it's not worth it. So you keep thinking, well, if I was in the wrong for turning somebody away, I'll just feel guilty. God would have convicted me and I didn't feel the conviction. That's because he must not be dealing with you. You're not in the good standings. You hear a podcast like this, he might have sent somebody to you to warn you, but you still rejected the warning that God used, the only person in your life that could tell you the truth. And you rather listen to the other liars that tells you that you did a fine job, you did the right thing. God ain't going to punish you for that. Yes, he will. But a lot of you don't want to believe the Bible's real either. You want to believe it's a myth or it's just man written, that man written the Bible. But God used man, and you don't understand that. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord, but the choice is yours. And during all this cold weather, knowing that the homeless people out on the streets could freeze to death, they could be cold and freeze to death because they have no way of building a fire. But let me tell you, 2024 is the year of destruction, like I've already told you. And did you know, in the state of Tennessee, it is illegal for you to be homeless in the state of Tennessee? I saw this on a news clipping one time. And it's a felon. If you get arrested for being homeless in the state of Tennessee, it is a felony charge. And you can be in prison for 6 whole years, according to this news station I watched. That's not right. But remember, a lot of people's going to be homeless. The own government laws is going to come back and bite the government. It's going to slap them in the face, their own laws. And they always say nobody is above the law. So if they want to make being homelessness a felon, make it a felony to be a homeless person, what I'm trying to say here, and throw you in prison for 6 years, then when the government starts becoming homeless, then they all need to be in prison for 6 years and have a felon charge on them. And they need to be registered as a felony because no one is above the law. Remember that if you're listening to this, because that's what we're about to see happen. Because God is tearing down our government. He's tearing down those so-called Christian people that will turn an angel away. Don't even realize it's an angel. That will turn people away, whether it's in their own families, that God sends. And people don't even think God will use your own flesh and blood. But you're mistaken. So you might want to do some repenting and really learn God's word. But if you choose not to, then don't get mad because you lose all your blessings and miracles. When you learn that Satan has been blessing you and doing miracles in your life and not Christ, you deceived your own self because the way you done. And Satan knows you're deceiving yourself, and him and those demons are just having a play day. They're laughing at you. They're mocking you over this. They're just having a field day. They are actually having a party over it. And because they know when you die, they got you. So the choice is yours. But just remember, you have been warned. But remember the homeless. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you all for listening. Share, follow, subscribe, check out my YouTube channel at The Prophecies of Abraham. Thank you so much.